With me in the studio is Jeff Johnson, who has been working hard for a number of years on the Sorg Opera House in Middletown, Ohio. Jeff, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Well, thank you, Lee.
You have done all kinds of work with help from a number of great folks up there in Middletown. Tell us about what you've been accomplishing.
Well, we've been working for 5 years now on Sorg's Opera House in Middletown, which is a sister of Cincinnati Music Hall. It's the same architect in the same era, and it's an all-volunteer effort, except all the volunteers are professionals in their field. So it's really a very comprehensive group of folks there putting Sorg's Opera House back together.
And tell us a little bit of the history of this wonderful building.
It was built in 1891 by Paul J. Sorg, who was an industrialist in Middletown. In fact, he was a representative in Congress for one term. But he built the Opera House. He made his money in tobacco and in paper, and he built the mansion up there, and then the Sorg's Opera House a few years later. It was built in 1891, and in fact, we found up on the parapets on top of the walls carvings saying 1891, so it's true.
And you got some of the seats for Music Hall?
Yes. We had a deal with Jose Project Movers. They took all of the seats out of Music Hall a year ago. And we have, about 900 of them. And so they're all installed. We have 737 seats installed in our orchestra level and our first balcony level. And the Sorg is quite similar, a smaller version of Cincinnati Music Hall.
And how many does it seat?
Well, it's 737, as I say, on the orchestra level and the first balcony level. And then there's a gallery up top, which has pews built in. It's a carpenter's work of art up there. And that's not open yet, but will be at some time in the future.
Are there boxes along the side?
Yes, there are four boxes with four seats each, and they've been very, very prettily fixed up by Chuck Miller, more than anybody, the president of our group. There's an article in the Enquirer, and you can Google Sorg Opera Enquirer, and you'll find this article, and there's pictures in the whole story.
And you've finally gotten an occupancy permit, which is a big deal.
Yes, we have an occupancy permit. All of the safety-related items have been done. We have sprinkler system certified, exit doors, exit lights, everything required by the city, and we have our permit now so we can have full-scale events.
So when people come to this, you're having like a soft opening on September 24th with the Butler Philharmonic. When folks come, will they be able to do like a tour of the Sorg to see all the renovations that have been going on?
Well, come early. yeah, sure. We're very proud of our work. And what's especially significant about the Sorg is the acoustic character of the space. Mr. Paul Stanberry, who was the director of the Butler Philharmonic, this is a quote from him. It says, "It's a Carnegie Hall sort of quality, rich and deep and bright all at the same time."
So the concert is going to be on Sunday, September 24th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. According to the information I have, it's a 60-piece orchestra, which is pretty big for that stage, I would think.
The director said it's going to be somewhat tight, but it's a pretty good-sized stage.
So it'll be a wonderful chance for folks to hear the acoustics that you've been talking about in that building.
Yes, and one of the soloists will be Jessica Rivera, who's a member of our board. As I say, we have a professional board of directors, and she's going to be performing, and she was in La Boheme this summer in Cincinnati Opera.
And according to the information I see, that the orchestra will be performing works by Gershwin, Ellington, Anderson, and more. So that sounds like it's going to be a very uplifting kind of a concert.
Yeah, it'll be basically pops.
What else is planned in the future?
Well, we'll have more concerts. Sorg is primarily going to be a music venue, and we'll have all sorts of music in there, everything from, you know, C&W to classical, because of the really beautiful acoustic of the space.
How soon do you think you'll be booking more regular concerts?
Well, right along now. Our president, Chuck Miller's profession, has been throughout his career booking and managing musical acts and festivals. So, you know, he's the perfect person for that.
Are you working with the city of Middletown in any way?
Oh, yeah. Middletown has been just great with us. They've been very encouraging and have just green-lighted everything we've wanted to do. We couldn't be happier with Middletown. And Middletown, downtown Middletown, is undergoing quite a revival, where there's a great deal of investment and interest and enthusiasm for in downtown Middletown, and the Sorg is right there. We are the magnet for Middletown.
What about parking?
Parking is no problem. The Sorg is surrounded by parking lots. You can park on the north, the east, or the south side. No problem at all.
And is it handicap accessible?
Yes, yes. From the front, there are no steps. And then also we have a number of seats from Music Hall that have the swing-up arms. And so there's plenty of wheelchair access.
What else are you going to be working on after the soft opening? I imagine there are still little projects around the building.
Many projects. We still have a great deal of painting to do and plaster repair to do. The place is, you know, partially finished in terms of appearance. It's all solid in terms of we have nice new restrooms, for example. But there's more painting to do, so folks can see if they want to come and volunteer in the upcoming months after the concert. They can really become a part of the Sorg.
That's what I was wondering, if you need help, more volunteers.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So they can go to your website and contact someone?
Well, the best is our Facebook page. The Facebook page has all of the upcoming days when everybody comes and works, for example.
Okay, well, thanks for coming in, Jeff.
Thank you, Lee.
I've been speaking with Jeff Johnson about the soft opening of the Sorg Opera House on Sunday, September 24th at 4 o'clock. It's with the Butler Philharmonic Orchestra. For more information, go to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.